This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There's big developments on Iran. Pompeo says that it's the Iranians. Some of my crew isn't mad at me, but they disagree. I think it's a false flag. They're scared to come on. So I'm trying to get them to get on with us the next segment. Going back to Bob Barnes, the Democrats are really desperate, and they've always done corrupt stuff, but not just in our cases, but other things. They've thrown caution to the wind. And whether it's the Covington kids that you're involved in filing suits, or whether it's the Smollett and the Smolletting, and just everything they do turns to crap now because people used to be unconscious and were kind of buying in. Everybody, you know, is questioning now. And even when I say Iran may have done this because they threatened it a month ago, I think that's a good reason to say they may have done it. My own crew's kind of shaking their head at me like, I'm the bad guy here. So what I'm saying is that's fine. It's free speech. I don't run a cult here. People ask, well, how does Watson think it did happen, but you think it might not have? Because we're not running a cult. I respect people. We're really trying to find the truth. We don't get a talking point here, but what are they going to am I right from your historical research, your smart guy, that they've kind of gone insane and they didn't get that governors on behavior were there for a good reason to protect them? Because they've just gone crazy.
I think, I mean, actually, Jordan Peterson had a good description of this when he was on Joe Rogan. He said he thought they were in a state of desperation, so they're throwing Hail Marys across the board, and the press is and they're destroying their long-term brand just for short-term clicks to try to stay afloat in the modern social media era when more and more people recognize and realize that the primary and principal sources of misinformation, particularly consequential misinformation that leads to wars and conflicts and unnecessary division in America and the world, is the mainstream establishment press. So the New York Times has probably been the primary source of misinformation that helped propagate horrible events since 1930. I mean, the New York Times covered up what Stalin was doing in the Soviet Union, initially said that Hitler might be a good guy. Covered up what was happening in the Holocaust, buried it in the inside pages of in the bottom pages of their articles and their news stories. Then after that, 1959, told everybody that Castro was really just a nice guy. And
Lincoln of the Caribbean.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, what they said was, yes, he did say when he was doing the revolution that he was not going to be part of the government, but that was just a reflection of naivete, not hypocrisy. That's what they said in 1959 after he seized complete power. So then, of course, they spread further lies with the Gulf of Tonkin.
To get us into Vietnam, another fake attack on a ship.
Yeah, exactly. You go on and on and on. So you look at the Iranian event. You have publications like Zero Hedge that are arguing it might be a false flag. You have other people who believe it's a sincere event based on the reasons you've articulated that Iran has sort of foreshadowed this coming. I'm in a wait and see mode myself. But the key is we need people challenging establishment narratives. And the whole goal is like what the way the press and the politicians have covered this lawsuit, as Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut made clear, his goal was to shut you down, silence you, prevent your audience from supporting you.
They've prejudiced themselves. They've admitted the real goal is to silence speech, and that they're going to have to lie to try to get that done.
And you're seeing it just now go across the board. When they're going after milquetoast liberals like Philip DeFranco at a Sunday front page New York Times article, as they did just this past Sunday, you get a sense of the scale, the size, and the scope of this. And ultimately, the goal is to not allow what happened in 2016 to reoccur ever again.
Oh, they've decided the governments all over the world just want to get rid of the Internet itself being a free, open thing for general access for the public. They decided, oh, gosh, we're all dead meat. So first they throw Alex Jones, and now it's liberal Philip DeFranco, who they call the kingpin of brainwashing. I mean, the guy literally attacks me constantly and has supported me being silenced.
Correct, exactly. I mean, so you look at all of it. I mean, there's a consistent effort to suppress and censor and control speech.
And the consistent effort is Philip DeFranco didn't go under their control monetarily.
Correct, exactly. And in fact, what's happening is, in fact, they're diverting money and diverting eyes and diverting resources from the establishment narrative. And it's not only that, what's happening sort of broad scale and wholesale is that originally the internet was designed as a surveillance technique to develop gain, and that's how a lot of the intel companies saw it, intel operatives saw it. And now it's become a free speech explosion in the original First Amendment.
That's right, because electricity can flow both ways. Let's do two more minutes on that key point you just made when we come back. Stay with us.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. He's all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Facing the curve. Climbing the hill.
Someday.
Someday the mountain might get up,
but the law never will.
All right, a few more minutes with Bob Barnes, constitutional lawyer, on how the globalists admitted that the internet was developed by DARPA, developed by scientists to communicate with each other, and it was developed by psychiatrists, the idea of it to track people psychologically and make sure they were following stimuli over the intergalactic communication grid. If you go back to the original documents in the 50s, it was just theorized, and by the 60s they had it, CD-ROMs by then, everything. And then it was slowly deployed to the public, and they're about 30 years advanced, 40 years advanced, depending on the technological area you look at. But they always thought we'll be able to control them with it, with this World Wide Web. But instead, humans are manifesting their will no matter what they do. And once that Promethean fire has been released, it's spreading, and I think they now realize just cut the whole damn thing off and turn it into a glorified Netflix. The order went out to spend trillions to promote, you know, to produce tens of thousands of movies a year, to hopefully have everybody stop looking at the real world and people on the internet. But that hasn't worked either. And so their total panic mode is accelerating. Where does it go now?
I mean, now it's basically, do we choose the Chinese social credit model system or not? Because the Chinese system is use the internet solely for the purposes of censorship, controlled thought, monitoring people's activity, use these new technologies to not only spy on people, but brand them, and to brand them in such a way that the world looks at them in a certain way. They have limited access to certain resources, that it's a new social status structure created with this literal social credit system. And what you're seeing is the same thing now that some parts of big tech in the U.S. are pursuing, in part because they want access to the Chinese market, but also in part because they like the Chinese model better. Big tech has a controlling, totalitarian mindset by its very nature, because they tend to be monopolies for technological reasons. So when you create money, you know, it's the old rule. You give the more power, the more corrupt. And that's what happens with monopolies. That's why back in the 19th century we passed the Sherman Act and other laws to prohibit these from ever rising and controlling our politics ever again. And now we have the most dangerous monopolies the world has ever seen in big tech that can control people's speech, control how people think, control how people act and react. And you look at their alignment with big pharma, you look at their alignment with big governments in China, they are without doubt the most dangerous threat, most pernicious threat to American democracy and freedom, not only here, but its principles and precepts around the world. That's why, as we started this conversation, what President Trump said was critical, because the next great battle for the future of America and the world is the battle of big tech.
And this is already a cyber war, not just taking out servers or hydroelectric dams. It's a war by governments and major corporations over the architecture of the internet, whether there's freedom or not. And the Chi-Coms and the EU have all weighed in to end freedom worldwide for the general public and small businesses. And our government's paralyzed in fake libertarian propaganda that isn't in the real world. That it's like saying liberals say give free stuff to everybody, but then everybody comes here and the whole system collapses, which is the Cloward and Piven communist plan. Well, it's the same thing with conservatives. They're like, let the market handle it. It's not market when it's the communist Chinese and the EU teamed up regulating the internet. And so the companies, by extension, because of a power vacuum, bow to China and the EU because our government doesn't pass prohibitive laws saying you will not violate people's rights here. You've now handed it over to them. And a few greedy big tech corporations and big media corporations that are falling apart, they hope to make bigger profits in the future if they can bring in an authoritarian model here. But that'll destroy their free market model that made them so great to begin with. And now they had antitrust hearings in Congress, as you know, in the last 2 days. And it's not about the monopolistic practices going on. It's a bunch of bitching and complaining, a big media company saying, we're going bankrupt. We need to make big tech only link to our articles and promote us. Well, that's the same thing they've been saying for 5-6 years. And so that brought us the model of sycophantic dying media and sycophantic collapsing political parties who don't even know what planet they're on or 50 years behind, joining with big tech to be the police of the internet to take out their competition, but all they did was destroy themselves and discredit themselves and the public in the process while big tech sits back and laughs at how this is happening. But we've been more sophisticated and exposed the full spectrum analysis, given it to the president and others. They concur. The Pentagon concurs. And so now it's game over because Google and others were so arrogant as to move with Apple to China now 14 months ago. And openly declare that we're done and a joke and a bunch of old curmudgeons that couldn't find their ass with both hands. And told the Pentagon, we're not going to help you in any way because you're done. That actually caused, like Frankenstein, to be struck by lightning to wake up. So as bad as our military-industrial complex is, when it came to reckoning and actually dying politically and handing it over to the Chi-Coms and people, their old separation of powers instinct kicked in, and they said, no, we will not be your slave. And now the battle's on, and Google is crapping its drawers. Facebook, Twitter are all know now it's over, and they know it's begun. So everybody keep spreading the word because we're not winning, but we're at least awake again and in the fight.
Oh, exactly. It's like we're at Bunker Hill, and one of my great-great-grandfathers was the colonel who said, don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes, Colonel Prescott, who my brother is named after. So that's basically where we're at politically and structurally. And the big difference between populism and the establishment left and the establishment right is it distrusts concentrated power in the form of the government, or concentrated power in the form of private corporations and big monopolies. And that's what the populist revolution is, what they never anticipated unearthing. They thought the Obama era of social media was going to be their perfect ideal era, and that was what was going to move forward collectively. What they didn't realize is that when you gave the technological tools for people to express their own views, in the same way that InfoWars allows its audience to allow its audience's voice to be reached, and its audience voice to be heard, and its audience voice to hear what they want to hear by supporting InfoWars, by being part of this economic self-supporting, self-sustaining system that provides an independent little d democratic experiment for free speech, free press, and free markets. In the same way that InfoWars is sort of the ultimate counter to the establishment Chinese social credit-based kind of economic system where you have concentrated economic and social and political power in the hands of so few. Their goal was one in which they got to dictate thoughts and ideas, and they thought the Obama era would dominate. But the reality is when you empower ordinary people to pick their own news and their own views, which was inherent to the technology that social media
employed. That's right. They've already moved light years beyond it. Robert Barnes, thank you so much. I mean, in the final equation, they've miscalculated. Now there's a known fight over the future of speech. They press too hard, and I don't want to be too confident here, but I would characterize this as the Germans' Eastern Front collapsing in late 1943, early 1944.
Oh, it's very much the emperor has no clothes. Everybody can see what's taking place. Everybody can see what's happening. We landed at Normandy, and everybody on the other side can see the inevitable outcome and consequence that's coming down the pipeline. And as long as people sustain their independent, as long as they sustain organizations like InfoWars against this onslaught and assault, then this lawfare will fail. This political warfare will fail. This attempts of censorship and state control will fail because President Trump will act. And because he acts, because he listens to the audience, he listens to the public, he listens to his voters, his constituents, and the one of the most critical foundational base components of that is the InfoWars audience. So as long as they show that they're going to continue to support and sustain InfoWars against this extraordinary, unprecedented assault and attack, then they are the ones with the real power. And that's what all of this is designed to disguise. It's designed to disguise that the ordinary person holds the real power against all of this corrupted, corrosively corrupted institutional establishment that wants to shut them up, wants to censor them, wants to suppress them, wants to thought control them, wants to behave control them, wants to restrict their First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, Fourth Amendment rights, Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights, Eighth Amendment rights. That will not work and cannot succeed as long as they continue to support one another and through supporting InfoWars as an example and illustration of that. The ultimate little d democratic example of a self-supporting, self-sustaining, free press, free speech, free market institution in the world today and against all this onslaught, against all this attack, still stands. Like the Star Spangled Banner, it still waves.
Beautiful
that's
said.
Where the real power lands.
God bless you, my friend. We'll be right back with the latest on the Iran crisis. Thank you so much, sir. The latest on the Iran crisis, and it is a crisis. Is it a false flag or is it real? Well, the ships are on fire.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Surfing the apocalypse, hopefully not. You know, I go with my gut, and I know the Democrats are allied with Hezbollah and with the Arab Spring and with MS-13. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've witnessed it, and then I was told by high-level good people who don't want to be in Syria, who don't want to be in Afghanistan, but they say Iran is a real issue. And Saudi Arabia is going to attack them if they continue to get delivery systems for the nuclear weapons they already have. And I've been told by family that was involved in some of the operations 10 years ago that Iran has nuclear weapons. But I'm not going to get into all that. I was told Saudi Arabia had them, and it later came out it was true from my family. Who wouldn't get into details, but they have satellites, they have aircraft, folks. They can see this. They see it. They know what it looks like. Even if it's a half mile under the ground, when they try to transport it and move it, it's when they're able to catch it. I know, though, the history of false flags. I'm going to co-host this hour with Matt Bracken, and I'll go into some of those a little bit later. I had to put out the video in the first hour saying, though, Iran admits to attacking ships in previous statements. Because when you say 2 months ago, you put tariffs on us or you put sanctions on our main government group, the Revolutionary Guard, that's the government. That's the ruling Praetorian Guard. We're going to attack you. So there's exclusive. Iran admits to bombing ships, vows more terror attacks. Now, is it clickbait? Not exactly. Because I get into the video and I say, we don't know 100%. But when they say in a bunch of statements at Press TV that we're going to torpedo and sink ships in the Strait of Hormuz, if the United States does this, they deserve to be the prime suspects, and in my book basically said they did it. Or they could be attacked for making that statement because they could now be blamed. If I said, hypothetically, I'm coming over to Bob's house if he does X to shoot him in the head, and then Bob gets shot in the head the next week after he does X, I'm the prime suspect. And you could have the headline, Alex Jones said he killed Bob. That said, Ron Paul has a great point on this. We'll play the clip next segment. We'll go to Matt here in a moment. The neocons could be setting Trump up. I said just a month ago, the four ways Trump can lose re-election is they trick him into a war, and then they do a Bay of Pigs to make him look like a failure. That's one. Commit to a war, they're going to sabotage him on. And the Democrats have got that written all over them, so are the neocons. Collapse the economies of the Federal Reserve. Steal the election and have collapsed borders. Those are the things Trump has to deal with. So I don't want a war with Iran. A bunch of ships have been sabotaged. That didn't do anything. Now they're getting torpedoed. Now they're getting bombed. Now they're sinking. And you've got Pompeo saying Iran responsible for blatant assault on oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. We're going to play that clip right now. Here it is.
It is the assessment of the United States government that the Islamic Republic of Iran is responsible for the attacks that occurred in the Gulf of Oman today. This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication. This is only the latest in a series of attacks instigated by the Islamic Republic of Iran and its surrogates against American and allied interests. And they should be understood in the context of 40 years of unprovoked aggression against freedom-loving nations. On April 22nd, Iran promised the world that it would interrupt the flow of oil through the Strait of Hormuz. It is now working to execute on that promise. In early May, the Revolutionary Guard Corps attempted the covert deployment of modified Dows capable of launching missiles. On May 12th, Iran attacked four commercial ships near the Strait of Hormuz. On May 14th, Iran-backed surrogates attacked by armed drones struck two strategically important oil pipelines in the Saudi Arabia. On May 19th, a rocket landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. On May 31st, a car bomb in Afghanistan wounded four U.S. service members, killed four Afghan civilians, and wounded bystanders. Yesterday, Iranian surrogates fired a missile into Saudi Arabia, striking the arrivals terminal of an international airport, injuring 26 people. Taken as a whole, these unprovoked attacks present a clear threat to international peace and security, a blatant assault on the freedom of navigation, and an unacceptable campaign of escalating tension by Iran. Prime Minister Abe made a historic trip to Iran to ask the regime to de-escalate and enter into talks. Iran's supreme leader rejected Prime Minister Abe's diplomacy.
All right, let's stop there. We're going to get to more of it. I've got the articles and the transcript. He's saying everything I said an hour after I said it. He said it last hour. Because they specifically said we're going to blow ships up and do this. So all I'm saying is when you say you're going to do something, you get the plane. I'm the guy that popularized the term false flag. Okay, so I get it could be staged. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, deployed over there. The Iranians admit they blew up the Marine Corps base in Lebanon. They admit they've got sleeper cells. I just don't think this is your regular false flag. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Ron Paul's right. But regardless, Trump's taking the position through Pompeo that this has been on purpose. There's been a lot of attacks. I don't see false flags being this many attacks. Is a third party doing it? What does Matt Bracken think?
No, this is straight up Iran, and I'd be the first, like you, I'd be the first one to say it was a false flag attack. This is straight up Iran, and Pompeo hit a lot of the reasons. This is a technological and training issue. You just don't get frogmen across the Persian Gulf undetected. It's calm water. There's a half moon up.
Everybody's watching. Yeah, exactly. We're not putting our troops in to put mines on ships.
Yeah, this is not a Dow. This is not something like in Yemen where a Boston Whaler zooms up to an unprepared ship. This is a stealthy frogman attack. That means it's state level actors. The only countries that could do this, and I say countries, this is not like a ragtag band of mercenaries. You know, the
Expendables. Let me stop you. You're a former frogman, so you're the perfect person to talk about this. But they admit frogman teams, just like the Revolutionary War, putting mines on ships, exactly right in the middle of all this. How would the U.S. or Israel do all these attacks and not get caught?
Well, we could. We have the technology to do it.
Submarines,
but our submarines. Well, not only from submarines. Submarines can't operate very easily in the Persian Gulf. It's so shallow. But there are other means of inserting a swimmer delivery vehicle. These are little wet submersibles, meaning that
that's what I meant. The little submarines.
Yeah, they're inside of a composite fairing, so it's not like a metal hulk, and they are breathing scuba inside of the swimmer delivery vehicle. But they can get right up underneath of a ship and put mines on it. In this case, it looks like they also put mines above the waterline because their goal is to have a breach that they can ignite. You know, that's harder to put out. Underwater, it would just be flowing as a pollution into the Gulf. So yeah, this is a state-level actor. And Occam's Razor says Iran because they can insert from a mini-sub straight across from Iran. You know, they don't need to bring a ballistic missile submarine into the Persian Gulf.
And notice the head of operations in the Navy last week said prepare for imminent attack, because obviously they probably saw him loading subs in the water. Let's come back and talk about all that and what this means straight ahead. Folks, I'm telling you, either way you slice it, we're probably going to war with Iran. There's a very good chance. Let's just talk about when we come back. Mike in New Jersey. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like a great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping me on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, researcher, deployed in the Middle East, expert in a lot of this, is riding shotgun. I'm going to clarify what I was saying earlier. I'm not an expert in submarine warfare, but I've studied a lot of it. When I said the U.S. couldn't carry out something like this, obviously we have some of the best equipment in the world compared to anybody. I'm saying I don't believe Trump would do this, and I don't believe you'd have all these attacks missiles coming in, you know, out of areas controlled by Iran and exploding over, you know, Riyadh. It's got to be like 10 tankers that have been bombed or attacked now the last few months. And Iran's saying, if you put sanctions on us, we'll do this. And then it's happening. I don't want a war. I'm not here saying I think Iran could be behind this to get some brownie points with the neocons. They're the ones trying to take me off air. They're horrible. I'm just saying Iran has their Hezbollah sleeper cells all over the world. The Democrats made a deal with them. They're working with them. The British government, the U.S. government protects their narcotics trafficking and sex trafficking operations in Europe and the U.S. That's mainstream news. And so there's a strategic deal with the globalists in Iran, just like there was to use them against the Serbs and take over a third of their country under Bill Clinton. It's very sick. We've got factions in our CIA that have been working with them since 1979. And a double cross of the Shah. So when you read Iran responsible for blatant assault on oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman, Mike Pompeo says, and I played that earlier, they said, we'll sink ships and block the Strait of Hormuz. And so this is escalating. Now, could it be Israel doing it? Israel staged false flags before. Could it be the Saudi Arabians doing it? Maybe. Maybe so. I just don't know why. And Matt Brackett's shaking his head. We'll go to him in a moment. I just don't know why the Iranians would shoot their mouths off like this. So the reason I think it's leaning towards them, everything Pompeo said, I said an hour before, because I'm doing my research. We're not just making stuff up here. They said they'd do it if we put the sanctions on the Revolutionary Guard. They said these exact type of attacks. They're running a proxy war in other areas of the Middle East like Yemen. That's heating up. They won a war with Israel 6, 7, 8 years ago. They think they can win another one in Lebanon. They're scrapping for a non-traditional war. And so if they can trick Trump into attacking them and then deny that they did it, they think they'll have the moral high ground. Or maybe Trump backs off and takes the sanctions off. Either way, they win. I think it's a very dangerous gamble if they are the ones behind it. And, Matt, I agree with you. My gut level, and I've got some of the folks in here that were in special operations and everything else and know their stuff, they think I'm wrong. And they think it's a neocon trap against Trump. No. All I know is we're do you agree, though, that this could turn into a full-scale war very quickly?
Yes, absolutely. I go straight back to 30 years ago, 31 years ago. There was something called the tanker war from 84, really ramped up in 87, and in 88... one of our ships hit a mine, almost sank one of our naval warships, and we sent enough naval and air assets in there. We destroyed half of their navy and crippled their ports. I mean, we really beast slapped them.
Wasn't Operation Praying Mantis part of that?
That was Operation Praying Mantis, which ended the tanker wars, and it also forced Iran to finally conclude its war with Iraq. It was very definitive. The Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps has been feeling that sting on their face for 30 years. And now what they're trying to do is goad us into another Operation Praying Mantis. But they think that this time they've got forces around the world to escalate to a fourth generation war. You know, it's something that I don't know. I don't understand how this didn't become huge news. But a few days ago or last week, In London or in England, they found tons of prepared explosives linked to Hezbollah. So they're preparing for attacks abroad. And I also go back a couple years to
the operation. Yeah, let's be clear. The government covered up a bomb factory full of plastic explosives. That's confirmed.
Right. Plastic explosives, which is like basically the initiator, and ANFO, ammonium nitrate fuel oil, which is the main charge.
But so they're cooking up truck bombs. Available. They're cooking up.
Right.
Yeah.
Truck bombs. And I go back to the Metcalf operation. The only way that I interpret the Metcalf operation, that electrical power station in California attack, it's what's called a proof of concept operation, where some colonel, let's just say hypothetically, Iranian Revolutionary Guard Quds Force says, look, I can cripple America's grid. You give me $500,000 and I'll prove to you that if you'd give me $20 million, I can shut off the power in America. And so they do a kinetic rifle attack against the substation, very sophisticated.
Using 50 caliber rifles.
And also, any type, it doesn't even matter, but it was timed with getting into some fiber optical tunnels and doing other pretty sophisticated time on target stuff. And I think that the purpose of that, it wasn't like militia practicing. That was somebody demonstrating to the general back home, probably in Tehran, if you give me 20 times what I just did as a proof of concept operation, I can shut down the American power grid. So what they're going to try to do is, with low-level attacks like these that we've seen that Pompeo outlined, they're going to goad us into an Operation Prey Manis. And when we, you know, attack their navy in a major way, then the truck bombs are going to go off in London and New York, and power grid goes down, et cetera.
No, I agree. Because so the threat needs to be nuclear weapons.
They've been planning for this for 30 years.
The threat needs to be
this for 30.
The threat needs to be strategic nuclear weapons on the leadership of Iran. They'll back off if they know we're going to nuke them. But I agree. We shouldn't just sit there and blow up their ships and then have them unleash their sleeper cells. The only action is attacks with strategic nuclear weapons. And then the Iranians and the Chinese might get involved in that. We're off to World War III.
Yeah, the advantage that we have this time is that we have actually achieved energy independence. So compared to, for example, Asia and Europe, that, you know, if the Straits of Hormuz are blocked, they're screwed. We're not.
No, we'll walk through that next segment. We'll have you on the war room, too, because you're the expert on this. If you can do it, Matt, if you can't, I understand.
Yeah,
but
I'd love to.
We'll continue. I'll go in there with you with Owen. But let's just pull back here. I'm not a hawk, but I do study military stuff. And I just know strategically, you're right. When people have sleeper cells, competent Hezbollah that make al-Qaeda look like choir boys, incompetent, you know, drooling idiots, when they've got them, they admit they have them, and they've got all these really plans to bring down civilization. Then if we do go to war with them, you can't just sit there and destroy the group that's attacking the ships. You have to go full in war, not announce, and start using, you know, atomic weapons on them. But as I said, I think that's the only way the mullahs will back down is if they know they're going to be decapitated in 5 minutes. And I don't want to go there either. So in your thoughts, is there a way to make them back down without letting them know we're going to use nuclear weapons?
I think it's like a game of chicken, and it's like it's an order of magnitude escalation each time. I think that our experts are aware that they could have these sleeper cells going after our power grid, detonating truck bombs, et cetera, you know, in our city centers. But you know, there are alternatives short of nukes. We demonstrated this at the beginning of Baghdad of Operation, quote unquote, Operation Iraqi Freedom. We have these carbon chaff bombs that will shut down a plant without destroying it. So it can be cleaned up and put back in operation. But
that's not going to stop the leadership from triggering the sleeper cells. Only if they know all their military bases are going to get vaporized and their mountain fortresses destroyed by tactical nuclear weapons, will they step down. If we have a conventional war and let them activate their sleeper cells, then they could win.
I don't know about if the nukes are necessary. Remember, we also have these deep boring bombs that, you know,
that doesn't take it all out, though. That doesn't. You might take out a mile deep base, as you know. You might take out one part of it, but you don't take the whole base out. They'll have five or six entrances. We'll never know where they're at. I'm just saying, from a point of view of war, if you're gonna go like you do with the Japanese or anybody else, you drop high powered weapons on them to make sure you win. And that's all I'm saying is, if they know we're gonna nuke them, they're gonna back down.
I don't think they'll believe in it for a second that we're going to nuke them. I think that their people are saying, don't worry about the nukes. It's never going to happen.
I know.
We can ride out whatever America does.
That's why I'm trying to put nukes on the table. But you can't put nukes on the table because the Iranians have deals with the Chinese. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Coming up in 13 minutes at Infowars.com/show and on some radio and TV stations to pick it up. We're very thankful to those stations. Owen Schroeder does a great job hosting it. Matt Bragman's going to ride shotgun for part of the show with him. About 15 minutes in, he'll be joining. I'm going to pop in too. And we should have done this today, and I apologize. I'll do it tomorrow. We're going to open the phones up to get your take, uncensored, unfiltered. And I want to be clear. People ask, well, wait, you're saying it could be neocons staging it or some third-party country. Like Saudi Arabia, or you're saying, Iran may have done it because they said they would a month ago. That's what Pompeo brought up. I mean, I looked at Press TV. That's their site. They actually said that. I don't just believe CNN. We're just looking at all the angles. We don't know. Iran saying, oh, you did this to embarrass the Japanese premier while he's here and all this. Ron Paul saying the neocons could be roping Trump into a war that he's supposed to be embarrassed in. CIA's done that before to JFK. So there's a lot of pieces here. So when I talk about potential military actions, we're wargaming these. I don't want to nuke Iran. I don't want to have a war. I'm just saying studying hotspots that could trigger World War IV. They call Cold War World War III. Pakistan and India is right up there at the top. Iran, Saudi Arabia, their rivalry, that's right there at the top. Miscommunication with Russia, that's kind of down the line. China, South China Sea, that's up there at the top. I'll get Matt's take on what he thinks is right up the top as a researcher, former Navy SEAL, defense researcher, smart guy. But let's hear from Ron Paul and his idea that this could be the neocons trying to set the president up. Here it is.
But one thing interesting is this, that Abe's there, and one of the ships was owned by Japan.
Yeah.
I mean, that just seems to be over the top,
yeah.
You know, that's more evidence why Iran, I mean, why would they have him there and do some talking? Because I think their interest is just trying to get rid of sanctions. And obviously Japan would like to get rid of the sanctions because they used to import a lot. Now
they need that oil. Yeah, then I would wonder if this is not a neocon coup or move against Trump. If just think about a couple of things. So Abe's in Iran with Trump's blessing. Abe called Trump before he went. They talked about things. We don't know exactly what they said. But obviously, he had Trump's blessing to go there and serve as some kind of intermediary. When he was there, he said, "Hey, Iran, don't break the agreement. Don't start doing nukes. You know, just keep it cool." Trump himself said, "Let's start negotiating. Let's start negotiating." So Trump is moving away from war, at least according to his rhetoric. And actually, this was a little reported on, but Iran freed a U.S. resident that it was holding on espionage charges. That may have been a goodwill gesture. So things are kind of breaking loose a little bit, maybe negotiations, and all of a sudden, here you go.
You know, Matt Bracken, that was this morning. And I'd say that makes a lot of sense, that the neocons don't want Trump to have a peace deal. The word is they tried to sabotage the North Korean deal. But then Pompeo says, hey, Iran just said they'd sink ships in the Strait of Hormuz if we put these sanctions on them, and we did. And we forget we put sanctions on them because Iran has been engaged in all sorts of terrorist activities all over the planet. Now, they've cut back since Trump got in, I think, out of fear. Matt Bracken, what do you think? Who do you think's right, Pompeo or Ron Paul?
Well, it doesn't have to be either or. You know, this wouldn't be the first time that deep state opponents to a regime have, you know, stoked the fires to go to war with another country in order to damage their own leadership. I mean, it's not as if it's never happened before. And, you know, when you talk about false flags and weaponizing the intelligence services, this is one of the worst effects of this, is a complete lack of faith and confidence. After the Iraq WMD debacle, Brennan was involved in that also.
Yeah, if our country's really under attack, we've been lied to so much, we don't even know it's true anymore.
It's the old boy who cried wolf. You know, you keep telling lies. And in terms of frogman attacks, I'd like to quickly mention two parallels or two precedents. In the Gulf of Tonkin incident that got us into Vietnam officially, what was really going on was our Navy was escorting patrol boats up to the north to put over demolition, like frogman attacks, SEAL type attacks, South Vietnamese Arvins. But the covering force of the destroyers, the North Vietnamese were getting wise to it. They were aware of these frogman attacks, coming over the beach, and they went out to engage our destroyers. We were like, oh mercy, get me my smelling salts. We've been attacked. Yeah, we'd been dropping off frogmen and saboteurs all along, trying to goad them into doing something that then we could use as a casus belli. I think that's how you pronounce it. But another one, and this is much less known, in 1983, the Nicaraguan port of Corinto on the Pacific, we were involved with the Contras then. We actually had American frogmen, SEALs, do a demolition raid. They were supposed to train Nicaraguans, and here's the parallel. They were supposed to train Nicaraguans to go in on a cigarette boat and then go ashore with demolition packs and blow up oil tanks, fuel farms. But they couldn't train the Nicaraguans. You just can't say – that's why I laughed when you said maybe the Saudis did this attack. You just can't take a bunch of knuckleheads and turn them into frogmen in a short period of time. And so in the Corinto raid, it actually wound up being Americans. And it's funny, they hadn't accounted correctly for the very high tide range. Their cigarette boat went aground. So when the bombs are going off at dawn, they're still on a mud flat. getting rid of any evidence that they were Americans. Of course, if they're captured, it's going to look pretty bad. There are two American frogmen sheeted up to Washington, sitting there in a cigarette boat. They did get off the mudflat and got away, so it's just like a funny story now. But this is the kind of thing that if in the Gulf situation today, there's no way that you just get some knuckleheads and do this. These would be, you know, very well-trained, career, professional, Quds Force equivalent to SEALs doing this kind of operation. No question.
And isn't Iran one of the only Islamic countries that actually has the skill to have these type of forces?
Absolutely, definitely. And they're not, because they're not Arabs, first of all. You know, they're ethnically not Arabs. The Saudis have a hard time manning fighter planes that can fly at night. You know, they're not the healthiest population. If you were looking for...
Well, let's talk about this, because I talked to him in the military, and they say, I find Iran's totally different than when you fight the Muslims or the Arab Muslims, which we're not saying are cowards, but there's just something kind of, I don't want to even say stupid, but there's just, it's a little bit different ball of wax than fighting, say, Russians or Iranians or Japanese or anybody else. So what's the deal with Arabs?
Maybe it's 1,000 years of inbreeding, though, some would say. But, the Persians seem to be a healthier stock, but also, you know, more results-oriented. Unless nepotism in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, you know, you have to know somebody to become an F-15 pilot. You know, you might be like a Don Knott.
Sure, you got 10,000 princes and they're all fighter pilots and they do one sortie and they all get, you know, $10 million bonus.
And they can't fly at night because they fly into the ground every time. And I think they have a little bit more of a military tradition in Iran. Now, I think what's going on is they're trying to goad us into escalating with a big military response, and then they're going to attack us fourth generation with going against Power Grid. Who knows? I mean, with this,
you're going to walk through it all. We're out of time on the War Room coming up in like 3 minutes. Infowars.com/show. Newswars.com has links to it. Local radio stations, folks, we're going to break it down from A to Z and all the clips and your phone calls. Matt's going to talk about 30 minutes with Owen, and then they're going to take several hours of phone calls on this. I intend on popping in as I develop more news and information on this front. Some other areas I didn't get into. Denver City Council has elected a woman who says that she wants a violent communist overthrow of the U.S. We've got all of that, any means necessary. So that shows where all this is going. That is next hour. Please don't forget, we sold out of it in a month. People were blown away that we have the highest quality methylcobalamin. Secret 12 was great. This is twice as strong. We way better. I ordered a huge shipment. We got a great U.S. company. Can turn it right around. It came back in. I ordered double the amount. And I'm going to offer you a free bottle at InfoWarsStore.com of Ultra 12 when you get the introductory 50% off 8-pack power stack. That is a month's supply of morning and evening, 4 new formulas, 13 great capsules. You've got to read about these formulas. This is the best daily regimen product out there. No one we know of puts this much product into one of these daily regimen type packs. So get your 8-pack power stack, our newest product, for 50% off. Get a free bottle of Ultra 12 so you can see about clean, healthy energy from B12, not from some stimulant. InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the support. War Room coming up right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.